We're going to talk for a very brief moment about the World Cup and what appears to be America's continuing aversion to soccer. And the United States lost, I believe the United States lost its World Cup match. Was it yesterday or today, man? I forget which day it was. But in any event, we have on the line with us Rudy Canoza. Rudy is a import-export businessman. He also owns Je T'aime Lingerie on Ventura Boulevard. Has been to a couple of World Cups. You were in Barcelona?
Yeah, Barcelona in 82. Also, I went to the... saw the World Cup when the United States beat Colombia. And that was in the United States. And but the answer, I guess, your question, Phil, is...
Oh, we got the result. Croatia beat us 3-0.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, that was a very convincing display, I think, by the Croatian team, which showed the ability to pass and the ability to block as well as get down the field, too. And the American teams don't have not yet developed this. But to answer your question... the idea that soccer is not popular in the United States is only half of the explanation, because soccer or football requires a dexterity, a kind of agility, and a kind of athletic proficiency and prowess that I think, in all candor, is a bit threatening to the American idea of athletics. It is not a ruthless or a physical contact game. It is not a game contained in a very small space where so much speed necessarily. It is a game of finesse, and it is a game of footwork. It's a game where there is not a lot of padding. There's not a lot of protective gear. There's not a lot of covering up of the human form as it's competing. And because of that, I think it's threatening to Americans. And that is as it is. I don't know.
Well, tell me. Let's talk a little bit about this threatening to America. You're saying that soccer. I've often heard Americans say they don't like the sport because it's slow, it's boring.
That's the excuse that's given. Yes, I've heard that, but it's not. That's not the whole story. Look, I will tell you a game that is slow and boring is baseball. There's nothing more slow and boring than baseball. You see, Americans go to baseball by the millions every year. Americans are frightened of not only soccer, but I think they're frightened of the soccer player. And this goes to the very heart of the problem, and it is it's the energy, I think. It's the very kinetic energy and sexual energy, or the spontaneous energy of soccer. To look at a soccer athlete on the field and to watch him move, not only with the speed, but also with agility and also with speed and dexterity. When a soccer player is moving down the field and he is passing the ball or he is bringing the ball upfield, you are watching a man who is able to change directions in midair. You're looking at a man who is able to race almost with the wind, you know, as well as kick the ball behind him, a bicycle kick, or so forth. There is a wonderfully erotic energy that is exhibited there, and I think it goes to the very heart of the fear that many American men have, for instance, that there may feel someday their erotic energy draining away. And the other thing is that the American women are fascinated, I think, by this kind of athlete, but are afraid to say it because of the men being making their men feel as if they are nothing, you know. And so this is, I believe that soccer will never be popular in the United States so long as Americans feel as if they... are going to lose their women, you know, to soccer players.
We're talking to Rudy Canoza. Mr. Canoza has traveled to a lot of World Cups and is watching the current World Cup. The United States lost their match to Croatia 3-0.
Could I interrupt you, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Right there. You were almost, you didn't know the name of the country. You almost called it Croatia or something, you know.
Well, yeah, I misspoke.
But because it would be like me saying, yes, the Green Bay, not knowing the name of the team. For anyone who is a soccer player, or a soccer fan, I should say, they know all the teams. But you say, Croatia, Kronosha. What does it say? That even within you, you fear a erotic kind of soccer player who is...
Well, look, I've never looked at soccer players.
No, it's not conscious, it's subconscious.
And all right, let's get to this idea that you said that women, American women, find soccer players attractive.
Yes.
But they won't say so because they don't want to threaten their men?
Well, American women are trained. It's a uniquely American... uniquely American attitude, for American women are trained not to let their men feel too... they don't want their men to feel impotent or to feel as if they are not erotic and don't have the animal inside of them, you know. But they can see. If you were to ask an American woman and she's going to give you an honest answer, they can see the beautiful, erotic, animal-like movement of the soccer player. And the men know this on some level, so it's almost an unspoken, yet known, between the American man and the American woman. He knows that that soccer player, he is frightened of his sex, you know. And the American woman is drawn to it, but doesn't want to use a colloquial expression, doesn't want to piss off her husband. And so there's this tension. In the household, you know.
All right. Well, all right.
But no.
There's a sexual tip.
No, there's the Americans resent the soccer player because he is a erotically fluid, almost like the sex act itself, fluid, you know, and moving and. And Americans cannot handle that. They can't. There's so much going on right now. Iraq war and this and that. And President Bush is butchering your country to pieces. And now here come the soccer players to show what, just how, almost how shriveled up it is, you know. Like you just got out of a cold tub.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm listening to this.
You see, there's an old American saying, and that's, I learned this the first time I come to your country. The truth hurts. You've heard this saying.
Yes.
All right. This is one of my favorite American expressions, the truth hurts, because sometimes it does.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking World Cup here with Rudy Canoza. Mr. Canoza, traveling businessman, and we're talking about the World Cup. How many World Cups have you been to?
Oh, my goodness. My first World Cup was Barcelona, and that was in 82, and went to the World Cup in 1990, and I saw a fantastic, it was Germany and Great Britain, and then I saw most of the World Cups that I have seen. I've been to every World Cup, but most of them I've seen on television.
And you've been to every World Cup?
I've been to every World Cup of the last 20 years.
You've physically been there?
No, I have not physically been, but I've watched it on TV.
Well, which ones have you physically been at?
I went to the one in 82 in Barcelona.
The rest of them?
I was at the World Cup, but I was at it as it came at me from a television.
I see. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rudy Canoza talking to us about soccer, the World Cup, and why it's not popular, why it just doesn't make it in the United States. And his theory is bound to open your eyes. It is a threatening sport to American men, and it is a fascinating sport to American women, and that causes almost a sexual tension among American men and women. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Rudy Canoza on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid.
1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
Just say that. We're going to get to some phone calls. With me is Rudy Canoza, import-export business, women's clothing, a lot of things, and sports fan. And you've been following the World Cup. You said that you saw Pele with his famous... It wasn't a bicycle kick, was it?
No, Pele, this was 1966 World Cup. Pele headed the ball in. Amazing play, which I saw on television with my father. As we watched, I was very young, but I will never forget that play.
Tell me about the Latin custom. You were talking about something having to do with...
I was talking about women in South America, especially in the Latin countries. There is a Argentinian, which is originally in my home, custom when you meet a woman who is beautiful, you meet a woman who is charming, a woman who you wish to impress. It's a simple, very simple, I don't know how to, in your language, in English, I don't know how to say, but it is la rubia. It's the way to say you are attractive. And it's not a word. It's to simply look at her, to extend your tongue a little bit and say, la, 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 la. You know, this, you know, it's...
You say that to a woman you're on a date with?
No. To a woman, she's walking down the street. You see a charming woman in my store. I said to a woman, you look lovely today. Blah, 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 you know. Now, why do I bring this up in the context of soccer? Is because the European, the Latin, the Asian man understands that the women are watching the game too, you see. The American athlete, he plays baseball, he plays hockey, he plays whatever. He only thinks of himself. He only thinks of his own needs. He's only thinking of himself and what he needs and what he wants in the game, before the game, after the game. But the soccer player always knows the women are watching. Always knows this. And that's why the soccer player is fleet as he sprints down the field. His the extension of his legs are long and gazelle-like. His movement is fluid and erotic and sexual. And the entire soccer game is a representation of la-la-la-la. You know, it's just a la-la. So this is why there are so many threatened American men who, you know, there's an old American expression. They say, I almost peed myself, you know, I pissed myself, or this kind of thing. Excuse my language, but that's why a lot of American men are ready to wet their bed, you know, looking at this. Because I see this soccer, and I see what it does to the women. La-la-la-la-la-la. You know, it's the energy of this. This is the erotic energy of this.
Well, if you're saying it's erotic to...
Yes, it's seen as erotic to the women, but on a subconscious level to the men.
All right, Rudy Canoza with us on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Why is soccer not popular in the United States after years and years and years of youth soccer everything? Here's Vic. Vic, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I couldn't help myself not to call and make some comments. I think the gentleman hasn't been in the parks or colleges or universities lately because soccer right now is way too popular.
It was popular 20 years ago. Mr. Henry just mentioned that youth soccer has been in America since 1970. Since 1970, American youth soccer. And yet today, after 36 years, American men don't want to know it. They don't want to see it because they know of the la-la-la, you see.
Well, you know, soccer without a non-corrupt federation and without a stars,
yes,
and without a salary caps of $300,000,
right,
it's not going to work.
But the sex.
Anywhere.
The sex of the player. And what he is...
What the sex of the player has to do with sport?
No. What I'm saying is in America, because I've in my travels in this country, the American woman is very attracted to the soccer player because of his erotic animal sexuality. And the American man is threatened by this. And so he would beat his woman rather to watch the soccer game. He would beat her. He would keep... but you understand the la-la.
Well, I'm listening.
But you know what I mean, right?
I understood. Yeah,
okay.
Perfectly. Yeah,
and you know what I mean with a soccer player. It's like what we do in Argentina. We will see beautiful women who say, bah, la, la, la. You know what I'm saying, you know. And so here comes this fleet soccer player, gazelle-like, moving with the fluidity of the sexual act. Here is a baseball player who looks like he looks like a jackass. He's wearing.
Yeah, but don't you think not everybody look at the athlete as a sex object?
The women in America do. The men in America are threatened by this soccer player because he's a fleet, fluid, liquid, almost. He's like a stain on a mattress, you know. And the look at the baseball player. He looks like a clod.
Well, how about the basketball player? Oh, how about a football player
absolutely.
Or a hockey player?
Yeah, same thing. A hockey player looks like a some kind of a stupid. He looks like a fire plug, you know. But the soccer player is pure. Almost as if there's an expression, Vic, if you've heard in America, they say I'm free-balling it today. Do you know what that means?
No, not exactly.
It means that I'm not wearing underwear. And when you see
okay.
when the women see the soccer player, to each American woman, she thinks, aha, free-balling. Yeah. And so.
All right. So, Vic?
Yes.
Thank you, sir, for your call, though. I'm not sure.
Mr. Erner wants to. You and I not to speak together because we are both foreign-born and we are sharing the same language here.
No, but what are you saying, that the women are looking at the soccer players as if they're free-balling it?
Absolutely not.
No, I think so, because they're wondering, is the guy, you know, is he wearing underwear? You know, but
you
this,
know,
Vic, you know, this is where the American, let me tell you what, I could take you places. American women, and I don't want to say this too loud, but there's some sluts out there.
Well, you're on the radio, sir.
I understand that, sir. But
you're on the radio, so everybody can hear you. All right, Vic, thank you for your call. 1-800-449... Yes, sir?
Thanks.
Yeah, go ahead. 1-800-449...
You know what they should do, Phil, is not change the... Not call it football, but call it free ball, you know? Because of la-la-la-la, you know? So this, to me... It's an amazing thing, you know. It's just, I can't get it. I don't get it. Why the American man cannot simply let his woman relax into an enjoyment of this game. Because, let me know.
Well, look, if everything you're saying is true, and American men are threatened by some sort of erotic energy coming off the soccer pitch, and that American women are very much attracted to this very fluid and gazelle-like sport that does not encumber the athlete with a lot of padding, does not encumber the viewer with a lot of weird rules. If this is true, all right, why doesn't this just flare up in the open?
This is a good question.
In other words, why don't we just see a lot of fights going on between men and women over the sexuality of soccer players?
Well, it's difficult to answer that question, but I can tell you, I think it has a lot to do with the psychology of the mental, not the mental, but the...
The mindset?
It's just the mindset, I was going to say the attitude of this country, America, where everything is nose to the grindstone. Let's get ahead, let's push it, let's not concentrate on these problems that we have, that you and I have, that will flare up in the bedroom later on, you know. Let's pretend for the world everything is good, because once we go into the bedroom, then of course all bets are off, you know. Now you mock me when my pants come off, now you, and this kind of thing. And
see, everything that, since you got on the air, you're talking about sex. And
because that is, I'm from Argentina, and you have to understand, as an Argentinian man, I got to tell you, I don't think American men really, truly know what their women are capable of. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're talking here with Rudy Canoza, and should we take a break or take a call? All right, well, we're going to take a break. Rudy, can you hang on with us?
Yes.
Just a few more minutes?
I would be very happy to, Phil, yes.
All right. Mr. Canoza, talking about the World Cup. United States lost 3-0 to Croatia. Why is it not popular in the United States? He did make one point, 36 years of youth soccer, and we don't have... it's not any more popular today in the United States than it was 36 years ago. And yet, it's still there on a TV set. Mr. Canoza feels it's because the very obvious sexual, as he calls, fleet or gazelle-like movements of the players are very attractive to American women and threaten and frighten American men to the point where American women just, you know, ignore it. They don't want to get their husbands upset. Has it got something to do with that? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with import-export businessman and owner of Jetén Lingerie, Rudy Canoza in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You are nothing more than a liar.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm back with Rudy Canoza. Mr. Canoza and I are talking about the World Cup. Every 4 years, the championship of international soccer is played out in the World Cup. And you say you've been to all of them, but you haven't physically been to all of them.
No, when you ask me, have I been to all of the World Cups? Yes, I've been to all the World Cups. I've seen them all. I've been there. I have felt the tension. I have felt the energy.
But you've watched it on TV.
I've watched it on TV, yes.
But to you, that's like being there.
Absolutely, it's like being there. I've been to all of them, and I will tell you this. The free ball, as I was telling you during the break, Phil, is an event that is for female fans, American female fans, that we have organized in conjunction with the International Football Federation. And the free ball is for women to learn the rules of the sport and to cast off this chain tied to their husband. Cast off the husband who is frightened. Frightened like, my English is not good, like the bunny rabbit is frightened from a blazing fire. Like the bunny would be frightened of a Glenn Close, you know, in a big stew pot, you know. So the free ball happens twice a year at locations that we announce.
And now, you're calling it the free ball because that's kind of a crude term, though.
Well,
isn't that a crude term to say that a man who isn't wearing any underwear is freeballing it?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I think the women understand, and that's what women are thinking. This is what they're thinking. Believe me, Rudy. Rudy is. I can tell you some things about American women that I don't think American men know. Things that delight me yet sicken me. Things that make me feel enriched as a man, and yet at the same time make me fear for the future of humanity. You know, things that may have made me feel the height of passion, and at the same time disgusted with myself after I did it. This is what Rudy says when Rudy says la 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 la. You see.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Oh hi. I just wanted to call and say, this guy Rudy, what is wrong with him? To think I'm an American woman, and believe me, the last thing I want to think about is your sweaty balls bouncing around while you play fucking soccer. You're incredibly rude and crass.
Ma'am, I've not been rude to you.
I'm sorry?
Oh, turn your radio down there, Kathy.
La, 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 la.
Kathy, turn your radio down.
They
said
to turn the radio down.
Yeah. Turn the radio down.
Okay, the radio's down.
No, it's not. I can still hear it. Turn it down, or we're hanging up.
These women, she's insulting me. She's not
smart.
Oh,
it's because the women.
You're not smart enough to. Are you not smart enough to turn the radio down?
Are you not smart enough to realize that American women could care less about your free ball, you like to call it?
You're
incredibly crass.
You are lying. You are lying. And the reason why you're lying is because
why
you don't,
would I lie about that?
Because
the last
you have
thing
the
I
man.
Want to think about is
because
you sweaty
want,
nuts while
because,
he plays soccer. That's hilarious. La 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 la.
Because you have
la,
the man
la,
with,
la.
Because you have the man in the room with you, and you don't want him to feel threatened.
And then you think that American men are going to beat their women if they watch the freaking soccer game?
What would? How many times has
I
your
used
husband
to play soccer?
Let me
I doubt seriously anybody's going to beat my ass for watching soccer.
How many times has your husband slapped you?
I don't have a husband.
How many times has your boyfriend slapped you?
Never.
Why do you lie?
Why do you think she's lying?
How because, many times do you smack your girlfriend? I bet you don't have one.
Let me tell you this. There are some women and you
la,
can
la,
laugh.
La, la.
You can laugh if you want to. The reason why you've called me is because you're attracted. Why else would you call me? You have an attraction.
Because my friend in the car wanted me to.
Let me
and
tell
you're
you
hilarious.
Let me,
hilarious.
Let me tell you this, Kathy. First of all, your language is like some slut. You should not speak with such words. Secondly, I will say this to you. If you saw me and I said to you, la 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 la, you'd be all over me like white on rice. Why do you laugh?
Because you it's laugh hilarious. Because you, that's
no,
because, hilarious.
No, you're a liar.
The la 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 la. What yeah. is that?
I'll
is that
tell
like
you what,
something that you do in Argentina all the time? I mean,
the name of the country is Argentina.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I know. First of all, you have to express the name of the country is Argentina, not Argentina. Jesus. Secondly, you've heard of South America, right?
Well, wait a
no,
minute.
No, I have not.
Well, then don't you know the name of the country is Argentina, not Argentina? Are you an idiot?
Yes, I might have mispronounced
it. Well,
I don't think that I don't think that calls that makes me an idiot.
No, I think it makes well, it makes
because
you
I mispronounced well, the name of your country.
Are you some kind of
sweaty? I'm sure that you've mispronounced things yourself.
No, I speak English. How many languages do you speak?
I speak parts of a lot of languages.
I'm sure you speak pole dancer.
Oh, that was slick. That's really good. Pole dancer.
Well, do you?
No, here, I don't. Let me
take a refresher course. Here's the refresher course for you. You can't put it in the back of the G-string. It has to go in the front, sir. All right?
That was slick.
That's called Will You Tip Me?
Hey, la, 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 la.
Yeah, you love it, don't you? You know, if Rudy had you, he would slap you. And you know why? Because you need discipline. Is she gone? The slut is gone.
Look at Mr. Canoza. First of all, the way you talked to that woman...
No, you heard what she said to me. She said she didn't want to see my, quote, sweaty blanket blanks bouncing around in my shorts. I find that the height of insult. And she lies. She lies like a rug. And why does she lie like a rug? Because the man ever present in her life. And then she says to me she used to play the soccer. I doubt it very much, unless that was her express train into, shall we say, fast pitch baseball. I'm sure she did play. I have a very heavy chest today.
Well, it's going around.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Henry, I don't like a woman calling me a woman who has just got off the Box Lunch Express.
Yeah.
Calling me up and calling Rudy a pig. And she used the F word every other word. Oh, God.
All right. Should we take a break here? We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rudy Canoza has joined us. Next hour, we are going to take calls from you guys just... like we've never taken them, and that's a really good word, like we've never taken them before. Hey, there's Laura Ingraham for the 998,567,000th time on Bill O'Reilly's show. And we're going to be taking phone calls just to say adios. You're a ghost, and so am I. Our last live broadcast of the Phil Henry Show ever, June 23rd.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back here with...
we're back with Rudy Canoza on the Phil Henry Show. A few more minutes to talk about the World Cup and this whole idea of introducing American women, for American women to feel free to watch soccer, even though their men are sexually challenged by it.
The idea is to emancipate the American woman on another level, and that is the sporting level. There is an attitude, I think, a traditional attitude in the United States that the American woman is not interested in professional athletics or is interested in this grand scale kind of athletics, but this is not true. Rudy's experience has been that the American woman very much wants to be a fan of the sport, but she does not want to upset her man. But Rudy knows. Now, the last lady that I spoke with, I'm still thinking about her, you know, because she knows what I said. I know some things about American women that would ride your wig off.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That would ride your wig off.
Ride my wig off? What does that mean?
It's a South American expression. It means that would surprise you. That would surprise you.
Ride my wig off. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And let's go over to John. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
To your side.
John? All right, he's gone. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hi. Yeah, I was just... I think I may have some insight here. I'm currently dating a girl who...
Let's go over to Phil on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Phil, yeah.
And let's go to Tom.
Why are you doing this?
I'm trying to find... Most of these calls are dropping out. Go ahead, Tom. Tom? Okay, he's gone. Let me go over to Bessette. Bessette, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
What's wrong with our phone tonight?
I've been listening to your show, and I've also been watching the World Cup game. And I have to say, of all the sports on TV, soccer is the only one that I will watch.
Yes.
Football, baseball bore me.
Yes.
And I cannot understand why men don't like to watch it.
It's a wonderful sport. It's a marvelous sport.
Now, no man would ever beat me for watching it. That's not the case. But I don't understand why men scoff at it like it's a sissy sport or something, because the pure agility and
skill
is just amazing.
The reason why men do not like...
so many more skills than most of the other sports.
Well, the American men don't like the sport. Your name is Bessette. Hello?
Well, I don't understand that.
Can you hear me?
I think the lady
has her radio turned up. Do you have your radio up?
Jesus, these American women. I've been on talk shows in Argentina, for instance. You say, turn your radio down. The Argentinian woman doesn't...
I can hear you all right.
She turns the radio down, and she doesn't give me any lip, you know.
All right, go ahead, Bessette.
Thank you.
Okay, for watching.
Wait a minute. Is your name Bessette?
Women of all places will
yours.
Give me some lip.
No.
And if they don't, they should.
Well, Bessette, the point that I wanted to make to you is this. You love soccer because of the beautiful athletic energy of it. The American man does not like soccer because he is threatened by the sexuality of it. You know. You see what I'm saying?
But why would they be threatened by it?
Because the American woman can see the beautiful, fluid, graceful movement of the soccer player, as opposed to the sort of static baseball player or the very brutish and not. I don't think a football player is much to see when he 2 seconds the play is over, then another 2 seconds the play is over. You know.
I agree.
As a woman, you understand what is the essential of soccer, and that is the la 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 la. You know.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So when I say to you, what do you think?
I know exactly what it means.
What does it mean?
It's sexual. It means I want you.
You're GD right. And I will tell you that you are one of the few American women that has the courage to come out and say the things you're saying. Most American women are afraid they'll be beaten.
I don't care what language
they'll
you
be beaten.
Speak knows what that means.
They'll be beaten by their men if they come out to say this. The American man will beat the woman. I've seen it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think a man would beat a woman for that.
You don't?
Nah.
Well,
nah, but they would.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Do you know how I came into possession of this knowledge? Because when I was a child, I watched soccer. I didn't care much for it. But one day I saw that my wife, who had been my girlfriend, she would love the soccer. Do you know what I did? I slapped her. And I kept hitting her until she was unconscious. And that's when I realized I was threatened and I had to get into the game. And that's when she came out of the hospital. I said, darling,
wow, that's when she needs to get you in your sleep.
Are you trying to say that she should snip off Rudy?
She should do something while you're sleeping.
You're saying she should take bowl cutters to Rudy? Because let me tell you, that's what it would take. Yes, Rudy should have the bowl cutters taken to him because they would need bowl cutters.
Will you shut up?
Or put a pillow over your face or something.
Let me tell you, if you snip Rudy, bring the lumber.
Okay. I'm all done with that guy.
You hang up on Rudy, you obey. Rudy doesn't want to be snipped. If you snip Rudy, do it with bolt cutters.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. When you snip Rudy, you better bring the lumber. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than 7 shades of your favorite dung.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Well, I want to take one more phone call.
Yes, one more.
All right, we're talking with Rudy Canoza. Mr. Canoza is commenting on the World Cup and the whole, what he calls, sexual energy that the soccer players have that attracts American women, repulses American men, and causes domestic violence in America. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Lloyd?
Yeah. I'm calling about the gentleman on the soccer who's talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, go ahead. It's Mr. Canoza.
Yes, sir.
Let me say, what, first of all, my name is Lloyd Bonafide. I've been married for 47 years to a beautiful girl that I met here in California. I am originally from Bloomington, Indiana. I love her very much. And we were at a golf resort in Florida about 2 years ago when I saw a man standing up on the edge of a truck putting some luggage on the roof. Now, he was wearing a pair of shorts. And I went to get something out of the truck. I glanced up to see if the sun had broken through, and I'm staring right at the netting of his shorts and just a pair hanging there like they're hanging off a coconut tree. And my wife is right with me. And you know what I did? Let me tell you. I carry a staple gun in my back pocket at all times. And I stapled his sack to the netting of those shorts. And if any two-bit piece of Argentinian gigolo free-balled around my wife, I would kick them until they looked like raisins. Good night. What a bastard.
The gentleman...
A real...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm still here. You want to bring it?
I don't know what you mean by bring it.
I said, do you want to bring it? You know what I mean by bring it. The light's green.
Oh, you're just a pussy.
Oh, yeah? Okay, the truck's warming up.
Where are you going?
I'm going out for just a spell.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.